sector, and it very slowly grew. And so then Kent Mindful Employer sort of grew and grew. I've got my own website, but I have to say, if you look at it, it's very old and tatty. But next year, our 10th year anniversary, I really want to redevelop it so that it reflects well-being in the workplace today, and it's not just focused on mental health.
Right.
I want people to know that they will get the mental health support if that's what's needed.
Yes.
And in fact, I get a lot of phone calls from people with in crisis, but what we're talking about is generic stuff, and it would be nice to promote that side of it as well and develop Kent Mindful Employer that way.
Sure.
So I'm not very good with technology
and
web stuff.
So are you doing a shout out for our Twitter folk out there?
I want someone to help me develop my, but it needs to be reasonable. I am a sole trader.
Yep.
So I can't be paying, you know, megabucks to someone who's one of these whiz kids, but it would be great to talk to someone who's sympathetic to the type of work
that
and the
you
type
do.
Of website that we need to develop.
Because
so
it is important,
really nice.
And I know that the sort of web people that I'm aware of, that it's very important that they understand your business.
Yes, I think so, yeah. But and like you said today, you know, you went onto the website and you thought, oh, do I understand really what you're doing? I'm not quite sure. There's no Twitter name up there. There isn't. There used to be a LinkedIn group, and that sort of, because I'd moved email addresses, LinkedIn can't move groups. And because I'm not technologically savvy, I didn't set up another one, basically, which I need to do.
But so you're on Twitter, aren't you, Lynn?
I am. And your
Twitter handle is?
Is Lynn at KME, KME being all in uppercase.
So the at sign then, Lynn, which is LYNN.
Yes.
And then
KME. KME. Yeah.
Kent Mindful Employer.
Yeah.
So you can find Lynn on Twitter.
That's
she
right.
is there.
I am there.
But yes, so a little shout out there will do.
Yeah,
if anyone is listening in and wants to help you with your website, to have a look at the website. So your website at the moment is?
It's kentmindfulemployer.net.
Yeah.
And basically, where it all started with Richard, it's by employers for employers. It is about supporting each other around this. It's no one saying, standing up and saying, we know best, wagging the finger and telling you what you should do.
Yeah.
Because you're your own expert in your business.
Absolutely.
So it's coming to hear you, hear your stories, hear what's happening for you. What would you like to do better? What are you doing already, first of all? Because that's always nice to hear. What would you like to do better and how we can develop that.
Yeah, or perhaps, so, as you said earlier, I presume, what are their challenges, do they believe,
yeah,
that's going on, barriers?
So let's talk about that. Yeah. And
and you were telling us earlier about a chap who, one of his employees came to him with a problem, and his instant reaction was to back off.
That's right. He was an owner-manager of a business, a very successful business, but he did privately say to me after one of these business link sessions, I really, you know, am out there for my business. It's a 24/7 thing. And if a man comes to me, I do not have the courage, actually, to engage with him about his problems. And I would run away from it.
It's the last thing you think about, really, when you set up any business. If you talk to especially Kent businesses, you know, they're very small and medium sized.
70%
so it's come from the business. It's come from the family origin. Mm. It's come from a heart. So their idea and their vision has always been about this business. This is going to be the success.
It's
this
all
is what
happy.
It's going
to be. It's all moving
forward. It's great, great, great. And you wouldn't necessarily put in your plan, how will I deal with that if it comes up? How will I deal with that when it comes
and
up?
And yet it's so simple.
But of course,
a few sentences in your plan when you're setting up your legal documents, then it's in your recruitment, it's in your induction, it's in your supervision. We talk about these things, you know, and we talk about it to everyone.
So then is a little head in a little light bulb that's gone in my head. You would be able to talk to new business if they're wanting to start up.
Oh, fabulous then, yes.
Get in at the grassroots.
Have done already. I mean, a lovely small business in Thanet, only 3 people, and just taken on an apprentice. And they are using some of the documents that I use with Dane Carroll Black's National Steering Group, and evidence-based documents, just put it in front of them. And they're going to develop their policies and procedures out of it because it's simple language, and it's things that they can do. And they're just ticking all the right boxes. They're doing their legal duty stuff, but they're just going that little bit extra and supporting.
So going back to that part about that individual that came up to you and said, well, actually, I'm scared. I don't know what to
do.
Yeah,
well, what we decided to do was obviously male-oriented. It was a construction company, but he did have a lady on the workforce, and I said, could you support her in becoming your interface, if you like. So that if the guys have a problem, they come to you, and then between you, you can discuss what to do. Signpost on, because it's not about you taking on responsibility, but if you know what's on the patch to help that individual around certain issues, it might be debt, it might be substance or alcohol misuse, it might be domestic abuse, it could be mental health, could be physical health. Let's signpost, but support her in doing that. Don't just say, oh, this is another job, and open up this file for this person.
Go and see her.
Yes, it is go and see her, because that's what he needed to do as a businessman. But on the other hand, he was supporting her being that her.
Because otherwise she would be the same position, presumably.
Totally.
To sit
overwhelmed.
And go, oh, I don't know what to do.
No, comfortable with some topics and not with others.
So it's about awareness training. It's about, you know, all that mental health awareness training, which is also what I deliver. But again, not medical model. It's very much social model and using language that we all use.
Are there any qualification routes that people need to go through, hoops that they have to sort of fill to become what you're doing and supporting employers?
Mine's been experiential, but there are qualifications, because of course the welfare reform program is developed delivered by companies, large prime companies, who have people doing my sort of roles.
Okay.
And they go through an academic process. But mine didn't start out that way at all, and I'm not about, nearly 60, I'm not about to go that route either.
Academia just throws that in, doesn't she? Just that?
Yeah.
A
day over 21.
I was going to say, you talk about looking for the phone. There is no, you just fibbed, haven't you? There is no way you are that age at all. If not, then you need to talk a bit about your secrets later. And that's another Who Cares When show completely.
Yes, it is. I'd be happy to tell you, because I'm not Mrs. Dorian Gray, but life experience has taken its part. And you know what? That is more valuable, especially when you're talking to people, employers as people. They connect because of the human connect. You know, you're not going in there with a load of pips on your epaulettes. You're going in there with life experience, and people recognise it. They see the authenticity of it.
They do.
And you know, they think, okay, someone's listening to me. And I think that's what's needed. I think there are so many programmes, employers this, employers that, you know, all the changes in the law, but no one's really listening to them. And I think Mindful Employer is by employers for employers. It's not a brand. That's its ethos and philosophy. And so that's what resonated with me 10 years ago. And it's just about growing it, really.
And actually, you could have another role, being a DJ, because she's just done a perfect link, hasn't she?
Brilliant
link. I could have paid her oodles of thousands of pounds, but she doesn't need it now, for our next song, which is People, People.
People, People.
Fantastic link. Thank you for that. Channel Radio. So people are people, aren't they?
And yes.
People are, whether you're an employer or you're an employee, you're, at the end of the day, unless you're an alien like me, of course, then you are people. And we're dealing with people, and that's what we're trying to talk about. And obviously your work, your fantastic work there. So as well as the mindful employer, but there was something we did touch on briefly before we actually went live this afternoon. You were talking about there was a new initiative, that was, if I got that right, there was something to do with being mindful employer, or did I mishear that? It changed from when it originated.
Well, only in as much as the focus nationally has gone from mental health to health and work.
Oh, right.
And Dame Carroll has got this national steering group now and is doing some brilliant work up and down the country around health and work, and lots of different individuals, groups, businesses, public sector all getting involved with it.
Fantastic.
So that's really, really nice, and it's good to be part of as well, because you share and hear such fabulous stories from all over the country. We had a meeting in City Hall a couple of months ago, and people from all over the country came down, and to hear some of the best practice that are going on, it's really it makes you feel you're really not alone out there trying to do this stuff. It is really nice.
And was that event by invitation, or could anybody have applied to go
it
to
it was
that?
By invitation and the steering group. So you do have to pay to
I need
talk
your
to
autograph.
Me
I do, yes. I am not worthy, I know that.
No, but that's only because of the work, the historical work, you know, where that's coming from. But also, I think the band of brothers and sisters will grow as this stuff gets developed. I think public health is very much part of it up and down the country. It's being picked up by them. So I think we'll hear more of it in the public sector. But really, my colleagues and I, who've done some work for sort of public health pilots, we want to take this stuff out there anyway and just continue the work. Why wait for public sector, who at the end of the day are using public money and they have such a lot of restraints? They really want to do more, but they are limited.
Yes, of course.
And for lots of reasons. So we're just saying, no, we're going to go ahead and do it. And I've been in contact with the progenitor of this piece of work that Dame Carroll was pushing, and I'm thinking I'm just going to go direct to source and get their permission if we can do something in Kent, and they've said yes.
Great.
So
there she is again, straight in there. Can I do it? Can I copy? Can
absolutely.
I do this? Not
You've
waiting around.
To, no,
get on
no,
and do it.
Because do you know
I'm
what?
Woman after my own heart.
Yeah. Well, as well, you know, we all have our own great ideas, but sometimes when you're working on your own, you can't develop them or grow them.
Yeah, sure.
So it's working off the back of other people that are doing some brilliant work, have got some national recognition, and just going up and asking and saying, can we do that too? You know, it's as simple as that, really.
Yeah.
And then growing it for Kent locally.
Yeah.
And having our brand and our local flavour to it. Because Kent is unique.
It is. And it's a huge place too,
big,
as well, isn't it?
You know, it's rural, it's county cities, it's coastal, all sorts of national demographics, you know, it's vibrant.
It is.
So we're talking a lot of people, a lot of different types of people, and this stuff that's been developed can really help.
And I know that, Lynn, you also, I mentioned earlier on in the programme, but as well as being the lead for Kent Mindful Employer, but you are also, in your own right, Lynn Marchant, you're out there doing your own thing. Just tell the listeners about that.
Well, as I say, over the years, talking to individuals, both people who want to get back into work, who have been, you know, excluded for one reason, and employers, I've developed programs that can help businesses become more mindful about their staff, about health, without being all pink and fluffy. You know, it's doing the legal stuff, but doing it in a human way. Again, the shared needs. We all have shared needs, a sense of control, a sense of meaning, and a sense of worth. Doesn't matter who you are, up and down the country, we've all got those shared needs, and it's about recognising those and building on them in your workplace, basically.
So is this something you do? I've sort of got my HR hat on at the moment, and I'm listening to you thinking, how could I utilise her in my employing, in my company? So could you incorporate some of your programmes, say in induction programmes? Would it be something
totally.
Like that?
Yeah, you can do that. So you can weave them into your policies and procedures and your strategies. Also, I deliver training and workshops, deliver them on my own, but also with a lovely associate who's a psychotherapist, and we've developed the Control, Meaning and Worth program, so we could have a full day's program.
So it's actually given, it's got a title,
it's
Control,
meaning and worth.
That's the actual program. And so
that's how we've developed
let's just
it.
Explore that. That is actually a how long a program?
It depends what your needs are.
Oh, right.
I'm in talks with somebody on Friday. They want a couple of hours, they want a morning, and they want a two-day programme. This is so flexible because it is about shared needs. It's what your needs are. So we can pick the best out of it for what you need.
Uh-huh.
So it could be a couple of hours coaching individuals. It could be a team coaching.
Yep.
It could be proper training around mental health and awareness.
Yeah.
Or the CMW stuff, which can go really quite deep about resilience. So in the morning,
CMW,
control, meaning and worth.
Oh, yes.
An acronym, see?
See? I've already lost the plot there, haven't I?
It's too
sorry,
hot.
Listener.
It's very hot.
Someone probably was with me as well. They're going, yeah, actually, Angela, I'd forgotten. But yes, okay. Yeah. Control, meaning and worth.
Yeah. So that can be really quite deep training around resilience. So you would deliver that to 12 people maximum, really, because it's quite a long day. In the morning, you're going to be mostly managers and people who have got very tricky jobs. They've got a job, you know, a service to deliver.
Yes.
And these tricky things called people have to manage as well. They're squashed in the middle. So yes. What about their resilience? Who's looking after them? So it's about, in the morning, the training could be around your resilience and how we deal with your sense of control, your sense of meaning and your sense of worth and what that means. And then in the afternoon, saying, okay, that's you. What might that be reflected in your team then, whoever they might be?
Yeah, and so, how many you have in your team and how that's very
diverse. And work and how you, yeah. So then I've developed this thing called positive pressure and work well-being management. So we're using the six domains of health and safety about stress, which is demand, control, role, relationship, training, all that sort of support.
That's sort of the health and safety executive, isn't it?
It is. I did some work with them on this National Inclusion Programme as well, around that.
Ah, right.
You know, the emotional standard intelligence stuff. But I've added a seventh, which is well-being, and you measure it 0 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're having your individual appraisal or supervision with someone, you talk about the demand, control, role, but then how does that affect you? How are you feeling at the moment? What is your score now? And I always say to people in business, you know, does your financial director look at your figures once a year? They don't, do they?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do an appraisal or supervision just once a year?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, they are your money. They are your investment.
Well, as I've always patented it, it is employees. It's a daily thing. You know, and if you're a manager out there, you probably know this anyway, but, you know, most good managers know that actually management, about managing of people, is that checking in every day.
Checking,
you know, how are you, Jan? Yeah. How's things going? You know, not the, right, this is, you know, I haven't seen you for the last 11 months, and so how's things gone? I've got a record of what I think you've done or what I think you're good or bad at. And sometimes they don't even ask you, do they?
No.
But the good managers are knowing now that it is that daily interaction, isn't
it? I think daily is very onerous. I think,
but not paperwork-wise.
Not paperwork-wise, but it's very much...
But even just touching base.
Touching base,
I visit a client, I make eye contact with people as I'm going through the room, going through the floor, and I'll say hello.
Mm.
And the startled look on some people's faces that they've had an interaction with someone.
Yes, but you're a stranger, Jan. They'll be like, what's she want?
This is true. But it's,
am I going to get sacked?
And then you say hello to a complete stranger, and the smile on the face of, oh, somebody's noticed me.
Yeah.
And so that daily interaction might simply be saying, hello, how are you, as you're walking past.
It's a human thing, isn't it, contact?
It is.
And there's less and less of it these days. People are so pressured. They are so pressured in their lives. What time have they got for self and others? It's a sad reflection. But
they're pressured, and also we have the IT, which can be a great thing. Otherwise, we wouldn't be airing Who Cares Wins.
But it is isolating.
But also, it can be, it can be isolating.
And it's a barrier, isn't it? Two people facing each other across the desk, and now there's two monitors in the way.
Yeah.
So you don't.
And then how do I put my emotion and my body language into typing onto a screen?
Yeah.
And then again, we all know that email can be misread, and then that can create oodles of conflict. So yes, so you do a variety of different sort of awareness programs,
different
or training
types,
or coaching, as you said as well. And that's mainly within, as I say, the Kent region, or do you fly around the country?
Yeah, up and down the country, different counties, developed the programs, and it's by word of mouth, it's grown slowly. Yeah. And
fantastic.
To be honest, I think I prefer that. Advertising this stuff, it doesn't go, who would understand, you know, what you're going to say? Is it just another add-on? I don't know. There's no integrity to it. I'd rather have someone say, oh, I've heard this about you. I'd like to talk more about what I need. And I'm thinking, yes, you know, let's go there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, I think it's time to have a bit of a boogie.
Workplace boogie.
A workplace boogie. And very apt, in if anyone remembers the film Footloose, but obviously this is the theme track from it as well. But the film was obviously about, to a degree, you know, rebelling against certain rules and why things have been banned. And it was that whole community and that coming together. So I thought that would be quite appropriate. So I'm also just an excuse to have a boogie. Although it is a bit hot, don't you think, Jan?
Told you.
A bit warm. Oh, I am all hot and bothered now because I've been bopping. I just can't help myself. I'm just bopping around because that is just, you know, Footloose, Free, Let It Out, Let's Do It, Let's Power to the People. Yes, anyway, calm down, Angela. So you have been listening to Who Cares Wins Radio. We are nearly getting to that time when we have to say goodbye. But before we do that, let's just remind our listeners. Lynn, we've been speaking to you. And for our listeners who may have just joined us, if you, where have you been? You've been out in the sunshine, I bet. But just to remind our listeners, Lynn Marchant, how would you describe yourself?
I guess I deliver health and work interventions, health and work specialist.
Yeah.
Yeah. consultant, whatever.
Consultant, coach, trainer. Coach,
trainer, yeah.
A woman of many talents.
Yes.
Yes. And also lead for Kent Mindful Employer. So again, people can look that up. So for anyone that wants to get hold of you, if they've heard something, because obviously it is very much a cherry mix, isn't it, the work that you provide on the awareness training or the help.
Yeah,
so it's very much, you know, this bit,
that
bit.
To your needs, yeah.
So if they can contact you, what would you prefer? Is it email, telephone, or both?
Email and phone, whichever suits you. So email is Lynn, spelled L-Y-N-N.
Yeah.
So it's Lynn Marchant, M-A-R-C-H-A-N-T, all one word.
Yeah.
At talktalk.net.
Okie dokie.
And my dog and bone is 07-881-816232.
Lovely. And we'll post those details on our Facebook webpage and also in our LinkedIn groups. But also we mentioned you are on Twitter, so people can start following you. We follow you already. It's at Lynn, L-Y-N-N-K-M-E, which stands for Kent Mindful Employer. We will be testing you later, listeners. So thank you very much, Lynn. Please do stay with us. So we'd like to do the old photos later, please. And we can post up, because people like to see the face.
Well, we've already tweeted one of Lynn live on air.
Tweeted? Is that a name? Is that a word you've just made up, Jen?
I have indeed. It's a dyslexic version of tweet.
I always say that I've tweeted somebody. So between us, we'll get there. It's out there on Twitter, put it that way. But yes, thank you so much for coming down to the studio and enjoying our time here with the music. And apologies for the bopping there. And as I say, you'll probably have to lay down in a dark room now and get over that. But it's been great to have you on and to learn more about Kent Mindful Employer and also about the work that you do on your own head of Lynn Marchant. Because I think it is important, as we were saying, about employers realising that it's not about this onerous task of,
absolutely not.
What do I have to do? And is it lots of money? Actually, why don't I just have a chat with Lynn?
Yeah.
And you'll be amazed, actually, maybe at the work that they already may have. I know some employers, especially the bigger ones, they have like employee assistant programs, don't they? Where they can have contact numbers, confidential numbers, counsellors who can tap in to that wealth. But it could be that you're the additional, well, hang on, let's, before you even get going, let's look at what you've got in-house. Like you said with that lady earlier, you were able to give her that training, give her that support, and then she became that person in-house. So it doesn't always mean you have to have a consultant come in and only do it, and then once Lynn goes, Lynn takes her knowledge with her. I like the fact that you share your knowledge, which is obviously our passion for the radio show, but it's that sharing of knowledge with the employer, so that you can leave and go off and do it somewhere else.
Absolutely.
But they're actually quite sustainable to keep that going, which I think is fantastic. Yeah. So thank you again from my heart of hearts there.
Thank you for having me.
Event-wise, Jan, have you got any lists going on that we've got? Anything
quiet.
New?
Seems like everybody seems to be going on holiday.
I don't know what that word is.
No, I don't know.
I can't even say it.
We need to talk to Lynn about working more sensibly.
Yes, we should do. But I do have something. I have, I've been talking about More Than Yoga, haven't I, for a couple of weeks. And something that they are organising is, if you're interested in yoga practice and you live within the East Kent area, in Ramsgate, Broadstairs, anywhere near there, they're doing two events, and you can contact More Than Yoga at morethanyogastudio@gmail.com. If you're up for it, if you want to get up early on this Sunday, the 4th of August, at 6 o'clock to 7:30,
that's early.
It's not.
Sunday.
People say to me, are there 2 6 o'clocks in the day? Of course there are. And what they're doing is a sunrise yoga from approximately 5:24 you arrive, and then from 5:30 onwards, they will be doing yoga as the sun rises.
That makes sense then.
Isn't that cool?
I approve.
I'm going.
Whoa.
Well, you see, a care for the husband, there isn't any because he's asleep.
That's true.
So I can sneak out, sneak back. You'll never know. And then Wednesday, they're also doing, Wednesday the 7th of August, if anyone can do it, they're doing a yoga practice for the sunset. Not that it will have set in between, okay? So it's not just Sunday and then Wednesday it sets. It's not a strange occurrence that's happening. But on the sunset on that Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. through to 9, again, arrival from 7 p.m. onwards, share a drink with them. But then have your yoga practice with the sunset.
That
and the sea
lovely.
And the sand and maybe sangria, I don't know. Or maybe that's scoff and quaff.
I think you've made that up.
The cost is £12 per person for each event, not for both. And of course, if it is bad weather, if we do have the thunderstorms that we had this week and the flash flooding, I would probably guarantee, they do say that the event will be cancelled. I think it definitely would be. I'm not quite sure if I could do yoga in a thunderstorm. No.
No. Conflicts with the the moment, really.
Yes, it does, really. And I know that next week we are going to be having a bit of a discussion show, and we're going to let you know a little bit more about that throughout the Twitter and throughout Facebook in the week as to what we're going to be covering. So keep your eyes and ears open on the old social media front. Anything else you've been up to or you're going to be up to, Jan?
Oh, that's put me on the spot. I had something earlier. The heat has sent it from my mind. You've been doing
some exercise, though, haven't you, as well? I know you're going to be talking about that later on in the shows. When you go on a Friday and you do that,
Friday,
what's it called?
Boccia. Disability sport. It's Boccia. Called Boccia. B-O-C-C-I-A.
That's right.
On a Friday afternoon, so I'll be going there tomorrow. Mm. And that's great fun. So that's on the back of the Paralympics.
You've confused me now. She said Friday afternoon, didn't she, Lynn? And tomorrow's Tuesday.
No. And my week is really short.
Oh.
That's well-being in workplace.
I see. So your sunset tonight and then sunrise Friday. I am with you now.
I have a two-day working week and a 5-day weekend.
Is that mindful?
It is.
That's very mindful. I like the sound of that.
Yes, no, that will be on Friday.
And we normally finish with an inspirational quote, but something that I did pick up yesterday from a marvellous TV show that has three male guests. You can probably guess, but I won't name the show. It's on a Sunday night, and it talks about all things that I'm very passionate about that have wheels and than motors and things like that. And there was a particular quote by a guy who was doing a bit of a drive around a racetrack, and he said that his mum always told him to try, you know, to always try it, have a go, have that courageousness that you were talking about, Lynn. And he came out with a great quote that I think I'll make that my mantra, was that she had said to him, "Well, remember, son, that the Ark was built by amateurs, but the Titanic was built by professionals." And that made me, first of all, giggle, and I thought, but actually, when you think about Kent and our business and the employers that are out there and a lot of our new businesses and our entrepreneurs, it is about that, taking that big step. And whether it's been health and well-being, it's about taking that big step. And the last couple of weeks of our shows, dyspraxia, dyslexia, talking about mindful employer and mental health and any other labels, we talked about bipolar, etc., that people may have, labels or judgments. But it is about taking that courageous step. Try it. Go and speak to somebody, contact somebody like a Lynn, and actually explore those questions, explore that information. So I thought, hey, I'm going to use that tomorrow because it fits in perfectly.
Absolutely.
But I know that, Lynn, you have a lovely sort of mantra or motto that you like, a particular quote from somebody.
Well, it's one that I've just heard this week, funnily enough, that from one of my networks, this came buzzing through, and I liked it. And it's from Gandhi, by Gandhi.
Oh,
and
yes.
He said, keep your habits positive because your habits become your values. Keep your values positive because your values become your destiny. And I liked that.
That's
nice.
I like
that.
Yeah.
Can you say that again?
I can.
I've got the first bit. So keep your habits positive.
Keep your habits positive because your habits become your values. And keep your values positive because your values become your destiny.
I like that.
Oh, isn't it lovely?
Well, I think it's, as you've said, Angela, the last 4 weeks we've approached the workplace from very different aspects.
Yeah, we have.
But at the core has been the individual. And individuals, whether they realise it or not, have habits, have values, have morals. They don't always chime with their colleagues or with their employer. So what we're trying to say is talk to each other.
Yeah.
Make that first step. If you don't feel confident enough to approach your line manager or your employer, then seek outside somebody to talk to. It might be the Citizens Advice Bureau.
Mm.
It might be your GP.
Mm.
You may not.
Or even just a friend to start with.
That first person might not be able to help you, but they might know somebody who can.
Definitely.
And it's that word of mouth support system that we all have, but quite often don't tap into because we think it's my problem, I've got to cope with it.
We've forgotten about our sense of community and being part of it.
Yeah.
And sharing our values, and we've forgotten about it, and there's too many distractions, but it's out there, it really is.
And I think it to me it's also a bit of an overlap, just before we finish, is that it's an overlap between, if you like, the business, you know, starting a business and about making a courageous step and just do it and go and ask and delegate if you can't do all of it, you know, delegate the skills that you're not so good at, or seek help and get other people to help you with your business startup, etc. And for me, it mirrors really health and well-being, and there's the same stories, the same questions of go do it, take a courageous step, seek help, ask somebody, talk to somebody. And don't, is that sort of hiding away of thinking, oh, well, you know, we're not supposed to talk about. And I think especially there's always been that, I can't think of the word, but it's about the, oh, well, men don't talk about their problems. Women are more so. They might more open up. But I think as a community, as you said there, Lynn, that actually we've all become very quiet and very insular and stuck indoors. And actually we need to get back out into our communities and back out there to find out, A, what's available, B, who's there, who can help me. And then actually, funny enough, from some of the stories that we'll hear on this show, is actually people that have been helped have then gone on to carry that on and to do more and to make it even more accessible, or another niche that they've realised that there isn't that angle. So there's loads more to talk about, which we do run out of time. But of course, that's why we're on next week as well. So do
Can't
tune
get rid
in.
Of us, folks. We're coming back.
We will be here. So do tune in. It's Who Cares Wins. It's every Monday, 3 o'clock. But of course, don't forget, we are famous enough now to have a repeat show. So we are repeated at 3 o'clock on a Thursday. So if you can't do a Monday, you could have a late lunch on a Thursday, 3 o'clock on Thursday. And we will be back next Monday live in the studio with more wonderful tunage. I'll nick that word from Paul Andrews. And we'll be bopping, we'll be singing, and we'll have more guests. So talk to you soon.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Sometimes I don't know why.